31 degrees at 1400 K1 and 9:30 on a Thursday morning means for me I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dundress from Dundress Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, the low price tire guarantee, the low price brake guarantee, and let's see, we're talking about the oldest Toyota dealership in the state of Oklahoma, and you're going to be celebrating that real soon.
That's right. We're coming up on 5 decades of selling Toyotas in Oklahoma, which
wow.
is the... Really a great deal. I mean, that's a long time. It's 3 generations of
yep.
selling Toyotas, which is very rare. We're actually older than the distributor for Toyotas in this part of the world. So that's quite interesting. But there's only a handful of dealers in this part of the country that are as old as we are. And we have one of the newest facilities in,
yep.
in this part of the country, too. Really proud of that and the long heritage we have with both Ford and Toyota. It's a great, great partnership, great manufacturer. Proud of who we work with through the years. And, you know, it started out, Toyota was kind of a smaller thing.
Sure.
It was already in Bartlesville. My grandfather purchased the franchise from a guy who had it out on the west side of town on a lot, which we used to have a used car lot over there, kind of close to Murphy's,
mm-hmm.
and people may remember. That's where the Toyota franchise was at one time. And we've sold most of that property now. But anyway, it used to be over there. He moved it. That was in 1968. December of 1968, he purchased that franchise and moved it in to the store downtown. It stayed there.
Right.
And then moved, sorted it downtown, had some of them around there. And then when the dealership moved out onto Highway 75 and 76, 77, Toyota moved out there with them.
We're always celebrating the traditions of the dealership one way
that's
or the
right.
other.
That's right. Because that's one of those things when you have it's a legacy business because it is 3 generations and it is something we want to celebrate. It's an important part of our history and it still resonates through what we do as a company every day. And we talk about that as our team. You know,
yeah.
it's part of the culture is that we want to connect to those great stories of the past and where we came from, because it happens. We see it every day in our lives here in Bartlesville. You know, I've told the story before. My grandfather started playing basketball at a Ford dealer in Tonkawa, Oklahoma, in about 1923, 24. They swept the floors at the Ford dealership, worked in the parts department, service, ended up selling, went off to college, these kids did, and some of this is probably embellished, they love to tell stories, so I bet they swept floors.
Family stories happen, yeah.
But they did go off to college, that's a fact. They graduated from college, had great stories there too, but came back, and my grandfather, William C., and his older brother, Solon, bought the dealership with the help of the guy who owned it before, the interesting parallels. His son worked at the dealership here in Bartlesville when I came in 2000 to work at the dealership. So these generations of families overlapping through a Ford store in Tonkawa, Oklahoma that led to this, but started with that sports team idea.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things my grandfather did when he got to town was sponsor the American Legion baseball team. So that's why we're in the Guinness Book of Records for being the longest corporate sponsor of the sports team in the world. And really proud of that, too. So all these legacies are important, but it's also about, where we're going today. Because so much, that's what I deal with all the time is trying to position us to be successful in the future, because the car business has changed a whole lot since 1929
with
that first dealership they owned. And, but it has changed, but it hasn't. And
yeah.
it's all about people and relationships and technology surrounds us now and information is different, how we gather it and who has control over it and such. But so we adapt to those things and other changes in businesses and economies and and everything.
The brands themselves have changed. I mean, American Motors certainly is no more.
No, that's right. And we had some of those brands.
Yeah.
We've seen many come and go. And
yeah.
We're really proud of the two we have now, or three with Lincoln, Ford and Lincoln and Toyota. I mean, great companies, really forward looking, really helping us through this period of big transition and, you see a lot about Toyota in the Olympics broadcast. If
yes.
you're watching that, I mean, Toyota is a big supporter of the Olympic movement. And I think that's great because their team, it ties somewhat to the story I was just telling a little bit if you think about it and the sparks that create these great things in life, like the car dealership in our family, or the, you know, whatever, the Olympians.
But it gives you an opportunity to be innovative. We talked several years ago about that little shopping cart that you could put your car in the shopping cart on your website, and then that came down to the 1995 oil change, and then the 995 oil change every day.
And it's just, it's all getting easier. I mean, that's what we keep trying to do, is make it easier and more and simpler to do business with us, and, you know, and work on our processes. You know, that's a big deal. Right now we're working in our sales department. You mentioned the shopping cart, but today I think, you know, we're working on what we do in the store so that when you come, that it's simpler to go forward. We're right now, both the Ford and Toyota stores are working with some technology that will allow them to kind of go mobile and do virtually everything we do, from texting you, communicating with the phone with you, but more importantly, the car deal, of course, from the trade, evaluation, financing, finding your car, pricing, all in an iPad or some technology like that type environment, where you can actually do virtually the whole car deal up to printing the finance now on this device. And I can go to your office and do it. I can go to, I can do it out in the car. I can do it on the lot. I can do it in my office. I've got all the information I need. I can give it to the salesman. I can empower the salesman to actually help you evaluate your own trade.
Somehow I thought we were going on Dr. Seuss. I can do it in a, box. I can do it on a plane. I can do it on a train.
It's kind of like that. I mean, we're still learning and teaching people how to, you know, the newer salesmen don't know how to evaluate trades yet, so we do have a long way to go there. But it is where I see the future of this going. We want to build it around you and your needs, and you know, that's what we're doing, is trying to figure out kind of back into how should we be doing this so that it makes it easier for you, quicker. If we do this right, if we know, if we can communicate well, you know, and do that part of it well, and just hit print, and there's the car deal paperwork. It's still going to be voluminous, I'm sure, but you know, that part of it we can make simpler up to that point where you really, you know, make the decisions, you're comfortable with the purchase, you get a great deal. You know, that you see it today, and dealers still hype all the big deals, right? Yeah. But I mean, look online, the deals are about the same everywhere you look. The cars are priced about the same. You can go to their dealer websites, look at that. It's about how you're, it's about this stuff, right? It's about how you're treated. It's whether you get a fair deal, whether it's you know, that's what's, I think, driving the success of our organization.
Well, we'll talk Truck Month later on, but you brought some friends along.
Yes, it's a big time right now. We're getting ready at the Price Tower for some stuff going on. You know, I love to talk about the Price Tower. It's one of the great things. I mean, we've talked about sparks and ideas and how things get started, and the Price Tower is a living embodiment of that in Bartlesville. But I brought some friends, Darlene and Angelina, from the Tower. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
We're really excited.
We're very excited. And, you know, I was just listening to you talk about the legacy that Dungis has here in town, and it just makes me that much more proud to have you as our chairman. If you didn't know, he's our chairman of our board. Because Price Tower also is a legacy to us.
No, that's one of the reasons why I really, you know, this resonates with me, you know, because it works on a lot of different levels, this. But I see the parallel with that spark of the sports team and what happens, and with building the Toyota building, which we mentioned, and what the inspiration that the Price family had to build the tower, and where the Silas's inspiration was to combine that with the arts and turn it into something that is just a great value for our community, but also something that resonates and fits into the greater, I mean, it's really one of the most unique architectural things in the world.
And Brad, I would love to add to that too, because at Dungis, when you go out there, the new building, was something that was very impressive to me, and it really resonates with what we're talking about here today about the the Price Tower, its legacy, and what it's brought to Bartlesville and actually worldwide. But when you go into the dealership and you look out into the service bays, above the service bays, there are photographs of they're so neat. Photographs of history, and I know we're here to talk about the tower, but can you just describe what those photographs are?
Well,
because I think everyone should go out there and take a look.
There's two murals, essentially. There's in the service department, there's a mural of the old, of really old historic team photos, that stuff happening at car dealerships, which we have a lot of those pictures, of course. And but there's pictures of my grandfather, really, you know, it is a family business, and he's out there with the team. There's a picture of the dealership team from the 1950s with a bunch of people that we all know that work there, and generations of people there, and pictures of baseball teams of the past. There's also a baseball team from the year that the Toyota building was built. There's a picture of the Price Tower. There's pictures of in the showroom. We have a mural which shows really took the idea of Toyota's going places theme, which is one of their ad themes, and said, well, where do people go in their Toyotas around here? So we put pictures of the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, pictures of Willow Rock and the OK Mozart concert at Clyde Lake, pictures of the football stadium, where people go to watch the Bruins, pictures of the baseball team, pictures of the Price Tower to signify downtown Bartlesville.
And we hope everybody takes their Toyota to the Price Tower gala.
And come see the pictures. Just come say hello. Say, I want to see that iPad you can buy a car with.
Yeah.
Whatever. And let's talk about the gala. There's always stuff going on at the tower, but this is the big event. This is the big party, let's say. It is well known for being one of the best parties in Bartlesville, for sure, with a great band. But it's coming up right around the corner next Friday, I guess, on the 2nd.
It is our premier fundraiser of the year. And why it's so important, I just want to segue to the gala itself, the details, the fun part, and why it's so important to Bartlesville. We talked a little bit about family and things and how important that is. You know, this weekend we have our family fun day again, and last month it was so successful. We have the exhibit Origami in the Garden right now by Kevin Box, an amazing sculpture exhibit if you haven't been out to see it. So many people they're so inspired by this exhibit, and it's going on now until March 25th, so if you haven't been out, come out. But this Sunday, 1 to 4, bring your family. We have like a scavenger hunt again. It was so well last month, we're bringing it back again this month. We're doing the scavenger hunt again, and it was so much fun. It's free for all families. So the gala helps us to be able to do that and bring exhibits like this and do family activities and education programs and arts camps and architecture camps. So that's why it's so important.
Because it really is about, at one level, inspiring everybody. The next Frank Lloyd Wright, or the next, you know, whatever
Van Gogh.
It is.
Van Gogh. Van Gogh Bartlesville.
Or Chef Jimmy.
And it's interesting because Kevin Box is from Bartlesville, and he started as an artist and got his inspiration through an art camp at the Price Tower. So that tie-in really is there this year. And while we love the party, and it's so much fun, but it is about the mission. It really is.
That's
it supports
a neat story,
our mission.
I mean, his life going back through the tower and the inspiration the tower had on him to where he is today, which he's a world-renowned artist, if you don't know, who's got works all over the place in Houston, and he lives in New Mexico, Santa Fe, and is a great artist.
So now we can talk about the party. Yeah. I just had to talk about why it was so important for people to come. It is.
So if you don't have a reason for a party, well, there's always a reason for a party. But, the reason for the fundraiser, that is the party. It's the mission. It's the people.
Well, it is.
It's everyone.
Well, and I think sometimes the Price Tower has struggled to really to get people to get. What is that? Why? I mean, it's a restaurant. It's a hotel. It's this art exhibits. But I think, we've got to hit the point there of what it is. It's that inspiration thing. It's that trigger point. That inspires people, that draws all this together in such a unique facility.
And we have so many people from all over that come to Bartlesville for Phillips, for ConocoPhillips, for all these amazing businesses in town. And the Price Tower is such a cool place that...
We had a visitor earlier this week from the Boy Scouts that was, first time in Oklahoma. He got to spend the night at the Price Tower and just had great things to say.
Awesome. So let's talk about the gala. Yes. Darlene,
sure,
you want to?
Sure.
Tell us what's happening.
Actually, I know that you know a lot about it. I'm Darlene Shoemake. I'm the chair of the 2018 gala. And Angelina here, those of you that may not know her, she is the director of advancement for the tower. And so we have been working, we actually put on the last year's gala too, and this year. And we just keep building on the great concepts and the great ideas that people before us have put into play. But Well, we've had an incredible, just a phenomenal committee helping us from all over Bartlesville,
right.
Because so many people are inspired by what we're about to do, and they have their piece of what they want the Scala to be too. So we have the art, we have the food, and speaking of food, we have tied in this year, and I think this is what really sets us apart. And when you look for a differentiator in anything that you're doing, what sets you apart from other people, other galas, other events around town? We have a professional chef that we have brought into our tower, and it was through our Culinary Artist in Residence program. His name is Chef Jimmy Sanabria, and he has worked all over the United States, but he competed with over 200 people, and then we narrowed it down, brought six people in for our competition, flew them in from all over the United States, and Chef Jimmy just hands down blew everyone away with his food, his artistic abilities, and let's not forget, it's so delicious. So it's like art you can eat. You almost don't want to because it's so beautiful. But so he's actually preparing our meal, and in the past we've used caterers. This year we actually have a professional chef who is our copper chef.
Right. No, that's so you can eat his food every day.
Yes, every day. You can go up there. But I think he's going to put an extra special twist to things.
No, this is a great big deal. I mean,
huge.
And the ability to have this restaurant be there and be really a spectacular restaurant is exciting.
And it gives people an opportunity to come to the gala, feel inspired, and then come back to the tower whenever they want and eat at the copper.
But there's lots of other stuff going on night.
So Angelina.
What else is going to be happening at the gala?
So as Darlene mentioned, we have an amazing committee that's been working really hard. So they're putting together these little experiences that just make it special. And one of the things that we teased last year a little bit, we had it, but we're really kind of going For lack of a better word, gangbusters on it, I guess. We're having a little cigar lounge and scotch in our bar, our cash bar. And so we're really excited. We'll be raffling off a humidor for that. And so you can buy your cigar. You can go out on the patio, smoke a cigar. You know, just that little element that you just don't find at every gala event that you can, after the dinner and, while the band's going, step out on the patio and just have a nice cigar and a glass of scotch or bourbon or Sprite if you're, if that's not your thing. We'll have it all. But also we'll have a bourbon and wine pull. We've got an amazing live artist coming in from California. I mean, she's so talented, and she's been all over the country.
What is she going to do?
It's a surprise.
She'll do the art right there.
She's going to go right up on stage and surprise and woo the crowd with this amazing piece. So, and I'm not going to tell you what she's drawing, but I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of bidders on that one.
Oh, speaking of art,
yes. We our mission is to celebrate and inspire artists, and so what kind of event would it be without bringing that into our auction? So we've got art pieces from Oklahoma artists and other artists and local artists who have donated their work to help us raise funds to continue our thing. We've got some really cool sculptures. Our theme sort of is being inspired by origami in the garden. So we've got some really neat, eclectic, pieces.
Kevin Box will be there, I believe.
Kevin Box will be there, and he's got a piece that'll be in the auction.
Chance to see him if you know him in the past or know him and want to come out and say hello or just want a chance to meet him and talk to him about his sculpture.
Yes.
He's so
amazing.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, and we've got five tables left. Tables left, and we will be sold out for the evening. So if you are a business or just a person that wants to come out and enjoy the evening, give us a call at the tower. My number directly is 336-4949 extension 107, or you can go onto our website, pricetower.org, and see some more information. But we'd love to have you out.
And the event is Friday, March 2nd.
One week.
Yep.
Basically.
And 6:30 p.m. Black tie optional or cocktail fun.
Okay.
Because it will be.
Our band is Time Machine Band, coming from Dallas. We had them last year, and those that were there, we could hardly get anybody out the door to leave. It was a lot of fun dancing.
Yeah. In fact, to that point, I've never experienced a gala event where people who, you know, sometimes people will go to an event and they're like, okay, let's cut out of here, you know, when the music starts.
This one isn't like
this
that.
This one, people who didn't dance were staying to watch.
It actually has been like that for a long time. I remember lots of galas from the past that were like that. It has a great
There are some events that you go to that, you know, as they're clearing the food away, you clear the tables too.
Yes.
And people, you know, it goes right out the door.
Yes, right.
Yeah, we had their 10-piece band, and they're very entertaining. They get very engaged with the audience, so it's fun.
And there's auction, I suppose, and some things will be, other things will be raising money with trips and all kinds of things.
Live and silent auctions.
Can you give a clue to what maybe one of our, or a couple of our live auction items? They're pretty amazing.
Yeah, big stuff.
Oh my goodness.
You can be as vague or specific as you choose. But
okay, well, we do have a trip for the wine country in New York. It's a 4-night, 5-day stay in there, and it's an arts and wine experience, a wine tasting and hands-on arts activities that you will be engaged in creating art and being inspired by art. It's in near the Corning Museum of Glass in upstate New York. So that's a teaser. We've got some international travel opportunities. I'm going to surprise you with
all right.
that
including
one.
Food.
And lots of food. Yes, we have some food. Just some experiences that people won't get everywhere else.
Awesome.
Also, McCoy Jewelers is a big fan of the event and always donates a really amazing piece. This year we're doing it a little bit differently, so she's actually created 50 pieces, which you only have 50 chances to win the necklace that she's creating, and it's out of the Shin and Khan collet, so it's like a Shin and Khan reborn and reimagined. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece.
Very nice.
Lots of opportunities.
So here's your chance to support the tower, have a great time, great party. And, you know, it really is so important now to support the tower. I want to emphasize that with everyone. You know, we've been through a lot of transitions, and if you're inspired by what we're talking about here, your memberships, your support through things like the gala, just going and eating at the restaurant, staying at the hotel, those are the things that make it possible for everything we do and keep the tower alive in Bartlesville, because, you know, it's got to stay alive. I mean, for it to be maintained, which is no small task every year. I mean, we work very hard to keep it up to life, to keep it a living building that represents what Frank wanted it to do, which was get people in there to be a community unto itself in a building, a high-rise building. And, you know, it was a dream of his to build this building for his whole career, and it finally was realized here in Bartlesville. So it's something we want to treasure and take care of. And so your memberships are just so important now. And, you know, we talked before about the legacy of the Silas family and their support of the tower. And, you know, with their passing in the last few years, that it's just so important that we step up as a community and deliver on that legacy because they've invested so much in our community, and I know this was important to them from the dream originally of a sculpture garden, and now that we got an opportunity here in a couple weeks to really see that perhaps come to fruition in this next bond issue and the Tower Green as that comes together. You know, I think we're at a great time in Bartlesville and at the Tower, and so come join us, come celebrate that at the gala and find out more and do become a member.
That's exactly what the question I was going to ask, because I think it's important we at least say, well, how much is a membership? Because for an individual or for that matter a family, they're relatively inexpensive.
Yeah.
Student memberships will start out at $35, and then individuals $50, and then a family membership is $75. Children are always free, so, you know, that family
and there's
membership,
great benefits even for the lowest membership levels.
Yes. So as a member, you will get invited to every opening exhibit that we have. We do a special members opening for every exhibit. Special events like the Right Chef reception that we had for our competition, our members get invited to those. So
recent
it doesn't go out to
meeting,
the there's an annual meeting, so you have a chance to really be involved in a deeper level. So as deep as you want to be involved or not, you have that opportunity. But also, that membership really supports the tower. So at the end of the day, it works as a donation to help our operating
expenses.
And you
can complete the whole operation online if you choose to. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. PriceTower.org/donate, and you're right there.
Yeah.
Super easy. And at 250, I believe, you also receive NARM benefits. So we're part of NARM, which means you have reciprocal benefits at over 800 places across the United States.
Go visit other museums when you're in other communities with this. And at other levels, you can get free tours of the tower. There's all kinds of ways to leverage the tower and use the tower, too. It's a resource for our community. Yeah. You can rent spaces. You can access Jimmy, get him to cook for you.
Yes.
There's great boardrooms up there if you want to have a meeting and rent a space. That people have done that. There's all kinds of things going on there every day that people just don't think about.
If you really love Chef Jimmy's food, you can come up to the Copper with certain benefits, and you get 10% off.
So, there you go. Yeah.
And every time you eat at the Copper, what happens?
Oh, yeah. So you
get great food. That's what happens.
that's absolutely the immediate benefit. The after benefit is that 100% of the profits at the end of the year from the Copper turn around and support our exhibits. So if you're not capable of making a large donation or even an annual donation, just eating at the Copper, you have to eat.
Yeah.
So
you have to
have lunch somewhere. You have to eat dinner. So you're supporting the arts.
Can you drive to the tower in a Ford truck?
Sure, Ford truck.
How about a
Toyota? Toyota Camry?
Well,
Lincoln Navigator?
I'm just trying to work my way to truck month here as we start.
I think we do need to get to truck month. That is a great idea because it is truck month, and this is our big dime this time of year for the Ford F-Series. Not just F-Series because all the SUVs and virtually the whole lineup has been discounted, but it is a big time of year. Trucks are a dominant part of our business, and so the F-150s and Super Duties have been discounted. We're talking about brand new 2018 F-150s. We've got huge discounts. They're all online, so I won't bore you with describing the discount. You can go find the truck you want and see exactly what
I'm
the
price
is.
I'm not sure
the
great buy is ever boring, but I know what you mean.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, because there's actually 100 trucks or so there, so there might be 100 different offers. But rebates are high, interest rates are still very low, and it is all right there on the website, so go check that out. You can start at DungeonsChoice.com is a good way to get going, because there you can access the Ford site, Toyota, Lincoln, used cars, get to any of our websites, or you can go directly to the Ford one at DungeonsFordOnline.net.
But you did mention the Lincoln Navigator, and of course when you buy a Lincoln, you get all that great concierge service as well.
That's right. You get Bruce and the Lincoln concierge service that we do. Our Lincoln commitment involves being there for you. A one-on-one specialist handles your relationship with the dealership. We've got the rest of the team that backs him up, but he's there to be your point man and handle anything you need. Really kind of a niche brand inside of our Ford dealership, where we really try to provide a luxury experience for those Lincoln clients. And we've got the product to back that up too, with the Continental and MKZ and the new Navigator, which I must say is still not on the ground here in Bartlesville, but we should be soon. We've got the Expedition. We have three of those on the ground right now. We've got an EcoSport in stock. I don't think I've been on the show and announced that, but that's the brand new super little small SUV, smaller than the Escape, but it's really cool. You just got to come check it out. It's big enough inside, it seems like you're in the Escape almost. It's kind of interesting.
So stop by and make an appointment for a test drive.
Yep, come see us or get a $9.95 oil change. Set an appointment for that, or just come on by. I know we have not been busy this week, so there's a lot of, with all the weather hysteria. I'll say it's not too bad.
It really should not be too bad. But the weather should be, I'll say, more spring-like for the rest of the week, and it's got to be. The first spring training baseball games get played tomorrow, so
that's
spring
right
is on the way. Well,
we've got a lot of soccer this weekend too, so we'll be chasing the boys around all over the state. I think
you're right. Congratulations also to the Lady Bruins, undefeated, making some school history there.
Awesome, so, and the Lady Swimmers winning their state, and just an awesome time in Bartlesville, especially for our lady athletes.
Yeah, exactly. Guys can do support them, and then do something good later on. Brad, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great one.
And of course, if you don't have your reservations for the Price Tower Gala, call down and make your reservations.
What's that number again, Angelina?
336-4949.
News on the way. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.